There was 17 new cases, and there was sadly one death, and it was a healthcare worker, a doctor in one of the Dublin hospitals. So that was very sad, somebody that actually had been working on the front line, okay? Now, the day before, there was 36 new cases. So that's a bit of a jump in the cases. And it means that the last time there was a jump like that was the middle of June. So they were, that was a pity, that jump. But having said that, community transmission, which means picking up the virus from somebody you don't know, okay? That's what I mean by community transmission. Picking it up from someone you don't know has actually decreased, okay? But close contact transmission, and that's picking it up from someone you know, like picking it up from someone at work or picking it up from some of your friends or whatever, that actually has increased a bit. And also the travel has increased just a tiny bit, okay? So just so you know what way it's happening. But you're possibly all aware now about the face masks, guys, where it's, you know, it's really necessary now to wear your face masks in shops, even all shops, public transport, supermarkets, and shopping centres. But I was looking at the public health, the Irish advice on the use of face masks. And guys, they don't recommend these ones that I showed you before. You see these ones? Okay. Which are kind of pound shop, the Euro shop or the Euro joint. Are you familiar? Have you seen these ones around? And the reason why they don't recommend them is because they're asking people to wear stronger ones with two layers, okay, like a thicker face mask. If you look at the advice, so I'll just show you one. I borrowed one actually from one of the staff. I'm not going to put it on because it's not my mask, but these type of ones, okay, because there's two layers of fabric, all right? Two layers of fabric. They're much thicker. So if you look at the government, what they recommend, they're actually recommending the masks that have two layers, okay? Now, if you have one with one layer and you haven't got a chance to buy another one, okay, you could use a piece of like J cloth or the coffee filters in a one layer. Do you know what I mean? Or just wear two of them, okay? So that's new, guys. I only read that. It was only updated yesterday. Also, it says if you're going out with your face mask, you need two bags, two Ziploc bags, okay? A Ziploc meaning, you know, that it's the top of it is like that, with that little, you know, plastic container, often freezer bags, because you need one to store your clean ones and one to put your dirty one into, okay? So that's a bit, it's getting a bit fussy, lads, isn't it? Okay, so but that's the government health advice. So now this mask here was bought on Manor Street in Bojangles on Manor Street. I think it was €5. Okay, you can get them cheaper if you buy more together, but they are a thicker, stronger mask. You have to wash them after use, you know, at hot water. Yeah, show me yours, Jackie. Open yours. Is it two layers or one? Yeah, it's hard for me to see. It looks like it might be like this, like a thinner one. It looks like a thinner one, is it?
It is, but yeah. It only has one.
That covers the bridge of your nose and under your chin. The bridge of your nose and under your chin. So guys, if you're buying one for a present for somebody or buying some for yourself, will you look for the stronger ones? Okay, now, you know, your art classes that are coming up, there is lots of great YouTube clips on how to make ones at home with two layers. Okay, so it just might be something. Shane, I'm not sure about yours, if it's one layer. So I can't see from here if there's one layer of material or two. Okay, but if you read the government health advice, they're recommending the ones with the two layers. Go on, Shane, do you want to say something? Give us a look at yours, Shane. Has it one piece of material or two? Yeah, it's a very nice mask, but But it's hard to tell, guys, isn't it? Like on the Zoom. But anyway, look, it's good to know, isn't it? It's good to know. Now, guys, there is some good news just regarding the, there's some promising lead towards a vaccine. And they've been doing a lot of work in Oxford University in England on working on a vaccine, okay? They've already tested two different types of vaccines on, 1,700 people. And they've had good results. So the next plan is they have to roll it out to 10,000 people and increase the dose, like increase the strength of that medication or that vaccine, okay? So they're going to be doing that, you know, over the next month. And it's just, they said that it's promising research. But the problem is with vaccines, you really have to test them over a long period on thousands of people, okay? But now they've lots of volunteers coming from South Africa and coming from South America. So there'll be more and more and more people being taking these trial vaccines. So they just, but they did, the papers are saying that the results are more positive, okay? I'm trying to think what else. Maybe we just remember the rules again. Will you all remember? Show me some signs or gestures of what we need to remember. I can see you're all thinking, what's it important to protect yourself from getting the virus? Oh, very good, Jonathan. Up first. Very good with his good gestures. Very good, Shane. Very good. Remember to keep up the hand washing. Keep up the hand washing. And Shane has, you're showing soap or hand gel. Keep up the hand washing. Okay. What else to, give us another sign. What else is really important to remember? That's right, Ethan, the hand washing. What else now? Very good, Jonathan. You are a little genius. We've to think of being distance apart, the 2 meters apart, social distancing. Very, very important. Very important. Thomas, are you saying something there, Thomas? What else are we to remember, guys? I can't see everybody. We've had the hand washing, the social distancing. Show me some. Very good, Shane. We masks, use our masks on public transport. What's the sign? You can show me the sign on the bus. Use our masks on the bus. Where else, guys? In the shops. What's that sign? Yeah, okay. Someone's asking me questions then. Do you want? Okay, we'll just finish the rules and then I'll take the questions. Is that a good idea? Okay, so we wear the masks. Anything else we have to remember? Okay, so hand washing, social distancing, use of masks, and show me the sign. What else are we to remember? Very good. The cough etiquette. Very good, Ethan. You know, the cough etiquette. So we're using our tissues and binning them. Tissue and coughing into a tissue. Or if you don't have a tissue, into the elbow. So our cough hygiene, very, very important. And there's one more that I tend to forget a bit. Can any bright sparks, I know you're all brilliant, but can any, this is really now for top marks. Who remembers the last one? Something that we try and not touch. Anne is holding up. Yes, touching. Very good, Anya. You're absolutely the best class, okay? So try and not touch, you know, around your face. So you guys have brilliant memories. But it is good to remind each other of all those rules. Try and not touch your face with dirty hands. If you've given your hands a good wash, it's okay to touch it. But, you know, you must have to wash your hands, okay, before you touch your face, your nose, your mouth, or your eyes. The cough etiquette, the hand washing, and the social distancing, okay? Now, guys, there was one activity that has actually had some outbreaks in other countries. And do you know what that activity was? Can you guess? Or it was dangerous. Choirs singing in large groups. Because you can imagine, oh, you know, if you're singing in a choir, the voice is being projected out. So just, you know, that singing in pubs and choirs have, they're, you know, it's going to be late before they're open. Choirs and then, and wind instruments, like big trumpets and things like that, that are blowing out lots of air. You'd need your mask if you're looking at someone singing in a pub. Don't sit too close. At a party, if someone's singing with a few drinks on, stand a bit back and maybe put on the mask if you're listening. Is that okay? Now, have I any questions? Very good mask there. Someone else has shown me a mask. I can't see. Who's that?
That's Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, I'm only coming in.
You're only coming in. And Laura, is that two layers or one layer in that mask? Is there two pieces of material? Like, can you open it out like this?
It's only one.
It's only one, I think. Yeah, so Laura, I've the same. I've one with only one as well. Like, yeah. And mine looks like yours, but now they're recommending, recommending these ones. Now, these are like face coverings more than masks. Yeah. Like Ethan has a clinical one. You know, I mean, they're better than nothing, I guess. But like just so you know, the government are recommending these ones. Yeah. Ethan's one is for kind of single use. They're clinical masks. You see the staff wearing them at work, but then they bin them at the end of the day and they get a fresh one the next day. Do you know? You can't wash those.
No.
And they get a bit wet if you're wearing them all day, if you're breathing on them.
But you can wash these.
You can wash those. You can wash those. Yeah. And guys, do you know what temperature to wash them on? Is it cold water? Go on, Richard. Can I unmute you, Richard? Yes, Richard, go ahead.
I got a haircut.
Good man yourself. So you're at you went to the barber, and that's, you're in phase three of the...
I went to it.
What's that?
Yeah, blood.
Oh, you got your injection. You got your bloods as well.
Yeah. Oh, the mask.
You wore the mask. Good man yourself. You wore the mask. And tell us, Richard, did the barber wear a mask or a visor or anything?
No mask.
A mask as well. Good man. Yeah. So you did your best to be safe. And did you wash your hands or bring a hand sanitizer? Or wash? You did wash the hands as well.
Yeah.
And give us a look at your haircut. I can't see your top of your head. That's brilliant. That's great. I got a haircut as well. I got a bit off mine as well.
I got my haircut as well.
Oh, did you get yours cut? Who else? Oh, go on, Rachel has her hands up. And Suki has her hands up. And you want to tell me something, Rachel?
How are you?
Not too bad, Rachel. And how are you keeping yourself?
Grant.
Good.
I have the black one.
You have the black one. So,
yes.
Rachel, I tell you, you might tell your mum and your dad and your brothers and sisters that it's the ones with the black ones, the government are saying they're not the best ones. So we have to look at ones that are stronger.
That one is hurt your ears.
It hurts your ears. These ones hurt your ears, do they?
Yeah.
They probably do, but they might be safer over your mouth. It might be looking at ones that, you know, like looking at ones that have a softer covering on your ears. I agree, they do hurt your ears after a bit, Rachel. But I suppose if it kept you safe.
Yeah.
Other people safe. Because you know why we wear the masks? There are some people who have no symptoms, but they have COVID. They're not sick, but they have the virus and they can spread it around. And they don't know they have it and they spread it around. They're the people, and we don't know who they are. I could be one of those people. I might be one of those people. So when I'm out, I need to wear the mask to keep everybody else safe. And Ethan could be one of those people, or Sheena could be one of those people, or Rachel could be one of those people, or Francis. So we, to protect everybody else, we wear them when we're out.
Thank you.
Your whole mask.
Sorry?
Leslie. She's showing you her mask. She has it on.
Where are you, Leslie?
I think that has a double.
She's on the next page. Leslie. Oh, very nice, Leslie. So Leslie, have you two layers in that mask or one? Is that your mom with you, Leslie?
Yeah, that's her mom.
Go ahead, Leslie. Can you unmute yourself? I can't hear you.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's cotton.
It's cotton. And you know, cotton. Leslie's not, but it needs to be two
layers. It's a double layer, yeah.
Oh, it's a double layer. Well, then you're fine. That's a good one. And did you get that, Leslie?
Myself. I made them.
Oh, you made it. Well, they're the ones.
So they're the ones they're recommending.
Yeah, the ones with two layers.
Yeah.
And you made that. You'll have to come on the Zoom and show us how to make those.
Yeah.
I just copied it from another mask, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're the actual ones that they're saying to have two layers. And if you don't have two layers, you could use like a paper filter.
Okay.
You know, the filters for the Hoover, for your vacuum cleaner or a J cloth. But to be honest, you're better having the two layers.
Yeah. And what about the other ones? You know, these are the very popular ones. They're kind of blue and white. You know, blue on one side, white on the other.
So they're actually surgical. They're the surgical ones. And they're really for people in a clinical environment. Do you know what I mean? Because they're supposed to be binned after every use.
Every use, yeah.
Now, they're good. They are supposed to be good because they have a little bar that comes out.
There is a bit of wire.
There's a bit of wire. And also they have that little they do cover your face very well, like they're comfortable, but they are supposed to be binned, like they're really clinical.
Right.
And you shouldn't see them out around the pavements. They should be going into bins because you can't wash them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well that's good to know.
Yeah, I know. I just read it now this morning. I didn't know this morning.
Yeah.
Ethan, did you want to say something? Or tell me if anybody else. I think Bernie and had something to say as well.
Yes, Bernie, Laura, and Cora have.
Okay, Bernie, Laura, and Cora. Do you want to? Or who's going to? Who's the spokeswoman there? Well, Cora.
Unmute yourself, Cora.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you, ladies.
Okay, the staff is doing.
Oh, that's great. Doreen is going to help.
Doreen.
Oh, no, I can hear you now. I think I can maybe get a bit closer.
You have to wear them in the hairdressers.
Yes, you do. Now I tell you, the hair, it's important. Like some of the hairdressers seem to be wearing the big visors, you know, the big plastic covers. Some of them are wearing, some of the hairdressers are wearing those, and some are wearing masks, but they do, I think you do have to wear them. Now when I was in the hairdresser, I wore one, but when I went to wash my hair, they asked me to remove it a bit so they could get it in around my ears and then put it back on. So, very good. Ziploc bag. Who is that? Laura has the plastic bag. And is that it?
No, a face shield came in.
Oh, a face shield. All right. Oh, they're the face shields. That's great, Laura. Yeah. It's good to have one to see. Thanks for showing us, Laura.
Hi,
I'm very well. Who's that talking?
Me. Laura.
How are you guys? The three lovely ladies from Leitrim.
Yeah.
On the couch. They're looking cool. You're looking cool. The cool gang.
Yeah.
I'm keeping well. Thank you very much. Keeping safe. And keeping washing the hands.
Yeah.
And blowing my nose and trying to do all the right things.
I'm dying to get my hair cut.
Are you? Well, do you know, I got an appointment very quickly. I was surprised because I didn't book one. So there is places open to get it done, Cora.
We have to wait in the management to let us go out and get it.
Okay. Well, do you know, Cora, make sure you keep telling them that you're dying to get it done. Because, like, they do seem to be well set up, Cora, like with space and all that, you know?
Oh. My hair is a show.
No, you look lovely. I think you look good. We all know ourselves what way we want our hair, don't we, Cora?
Yeah.
You do.
We'll
talk to you again later.
Okay. Who wants a question there? Rachel and Ethan.
Rachel, do you want to
meet Laura, show the hand sanitizers. Yous are brilliant. Yous are all set up, guys, aren't yous? And you all remember. What's Suki going to show me? Or is she just tidying her bedroom?
I think she's just tidying.
You're tidying up. You're right, Suki. You're doing two jobs at the one time. Listening and tidying up. I was just thinking, I might, you know, the way we're in phase three, I could maybe just go through what exactly is open in phase three, just on the bullet points. You can travel anywhere in Ireland, okay? So no boundaries. We can travel anywhere in Ireland. We have to do the face coverings that we've been through. Adult education places are opening. Creches, childminders and play schools are opening. Summer camps are opening. Youth clubs are opening. And indoor and outdoor sports amenities are opening. Some people are back in work. If you can work from home, if you've the proper equipment to work from home, they're still saying you can work from home. Now, massage places are open. Chiropractors, if you want to get your feet, if you have sore feet or ingrown toenails, those places are open. Reflexology and places to have, you know, those places are open. Hairdressers, barbers, the nails, beauty salons. If anyone wants a tattoo, they're open. And if you want a false tan, they're open. Oh, lovely nails. Laura's shown us her nails. Ethan's trying to tell me something as well. Driving schools are open. Now, if someone's visiting your house and you have somebody very vulnerable in your house, like your granny, the people should be wearing their masks when they come in, okay? Or if your granny's going to visit someone, she should be wearing her mask, like cocooners or people that have health conditions. So if someone's coming to your house, it's okay for you to say, keep a distance there now. And if they're anyway close, that they have to wear their masks, okay? Also, they're saying no more than 10 visitors in your house, and it should be from no more than 4 houses, because it's a bit like if you have the whole street coming into your house. So it's like trying to reduce your pool of people. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Let me see what else. Yeah, that's pretty much the, you know, the pubs are opening. The bigger pubs are open. You have to, pubs with food. And I did actually go into a pub in the west of Ireland, in an island off the coast west of Ireland last week to have something to eat. And the barman had a mask. The waiter had a mask. They asked me for my name and address and telephone number. I got my food. I couldn't touch anything on the counter, like the ketchup or the, you know, the little packets. I couldn't touch anything like that. They had to bring everything to the table. Now, they were relaxed. They didn't start to rush us out, but we did. After we had a couple of pints, we left after we ate. But it was nice to get out. So I'm just saying there are restrictions, space and all that. Ethan, you're trying to say something there. Go on, Ethan. Can I hear you? I can't hear you.
Just muting himself.
And Daniel has a hand up, but I don't know. I can't see him.
No, he has no video. His video's broke. So
oh, is that it?
Can hear you though if he mutes himself.
I can't hear you, Ethan.
No, he hasn't done it yet.
Okay, take your time. He's working it out, isn't he? And then Laura has her hand up. We'll get you next, Laura. Oh, you guys, did you hear the news on there about the building sites? There was 20 people had the COVID infection on a building site during the week. So they had to contact all their contacts and they had to close the building site and do a deep cleaning. And then there was another building site in Grange Gorman where one person had the COVID, and they again closed that building site and did all the cleaning. You know, but it's good that they're going to close it even for one person and get it ready for people to come back. Well, Ethan, are you there yet?
Do you want to ask Laura?
Maybe. Where are you, Laura? Thanks. Go on, Laura. Do you want to chat there while Ethan's working it out? Whenever you're ready. I can't hear you, Laura. Yeah.
Hi,
Laura. Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Sunday, I got good news.
Great. What's that?
See my mum for the first time in the nursing home.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's only through the window.
Oh, through the window.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you know, lots of other people said the same to me, Laura, that they're still doing it through the window. How was she, Laura?
She looked very well. I'm just delighted to see me.
That was brilliant.
Delighted to see her because she was after. She's asking me to come in. I says, Mom, I can't.
I know.
I can't come in.
Yes.
See, she's trying to get changed and everything. She's on a walk. And she's trying to get changed and everything for me.
And you'd love to go in, but you're protecting her, so you're staying out and talking in through the window.
Yeah.
And remember, Laura, I was telling you that some, even in some of the nursing homes, when you go in, you're still behind a screen and talking on the phone, you know. Yeah. But things are better in nursing homes, which are good because they seem to really have their act together around infection control. Yeah. But I'm delighted, Laura.
I was really delighted, and I had a good sleep when I came home that night. I could see my mum.
I know, because you're probably worrying about her, and then
I was.
Yes, of course.
It's nearly 4 months since I didn't see her.
It's so hard on her, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard on both of you. It is very hard on people in hospital and nursing.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, she's thrilled to see me anyway. I was thrilled to see her.
I bet. Absolutely.
But I really wanted to give her a hug.
I know. Oh, it's the hugs is what we miss, isn't it? You know, we have to kind of think of new things like the, you know, the elbow bumps and the air hugs and, you know, what's a love sign for the hug? You'll have to tell me. What is there a love sign for hug, guys?
Oh, there,
he's the man. You're the man, you are. Okay, so yeah, we'll all be doing the love signs for hugs. Well, I send you all a hug, guys. You know, you're brilliant on this. Have you any questions, Francis? You usually have a question for me. Oh, Rachel does. Who can unmute themselves?
Francis is trying.
You're trying, Francis. Take your time. Leitrim is still the safest place in Ireland, guys, with the lowest cases.
Now.
Yes.
Have you got me?
Yep.
I can hear you, Francis. Go ahead.
Look what I have.
Oh, that looks like a good one, Francis. And that looks like
it's... That was only €12 across in the chemist.
€12? Jeez, they robbed you. This was only €5 in Bojangles on Manor Street. Francis, I'd be into that chemist and I'll tell them, yet you can get those ones for €5 to bring down their prices.
Yeah, but I got a bag with it as well.
Oh, you got a bag. Give us a look at the bag. Plastic bag, was it?
No, this.
Oh, kind of a cloth bag, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Of course.
I went out 2 weeks ago to see Tricia.
Ah, you did not, did you?
Yeah.
And
but I couldn't get into her.
Okay, so did you?
Yeah, I went with my key worker down, and they brought her, a woman brought her to as far as the door.
Ah, brilliant. Okay, yeah, so who brought you down, Francis? Who went down
later. It's for tomorrow. I'll talk to Matt later. Yeah, it's for tomorrow, look, Debbie.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to see her, but the woman brought her to the out to the door.
Very good.
Okay.
That was great, Francis. And was she looking well?
Yeah.
Did she know?
I knew they asked me to ask. Yeah.
Yes.
How did you enjoy your glass of Guinness? We're on holidays.
Oh, tell her it was delicious. Very good. It was absolutely delicious, so it was.
When you went there 2 weeks ago, a friend of yours, it was on a Friday, she was on the pet show.
Oh, the pet corner.
And I showed her who Judy was. I picked her up and Judy didn't like it.
Oh, really? I know, it's funny. Frances, my dog was a bit shy as well.
She didn't like getting showed off.
Yeah, she'd be camera shy.
When she came in here, none of us never picked her up. She wanted to do her own.
She wanted to do her own thing. She might be, maybe try again tomorrow. I'm doing it tomorrow. And I'll bring
Chef. I'll try tomorrow and see what will happen. But she'll probably just want to get going.
Ah, well, fair enough. We can't make her do it. Sure we can, Frances.
No.
Yeah, I know. But it was good for trying. Yeah, I'd like to see
did
her.
Did you hear about the did you hear on the news about the hospital? Your man.
Oh, about the poor doctor.
The doctor.
Oh, it was terrible, wasn't it?
Really?
And you know, Frances, that poor man was in hospital for 90 days.
And he was a doctor and he was looking out the patients as well.
I know. I think he was a doctor from India, originally from India.
And I
think genetically, like some cultures are more susceptible. And I think his culture, where he was from, he was more susceptible to COVID.
And how far is this COVID down now?
Well, it is going down, Frances. Like things are in, like, remember I said that community transmission is going down. But
you said youth clubs are opening.
Yeah.
What do you mean in that?
Okay, so some youth clubs, like just say in a lot of local communities, there might be teenagers
like
around.
You see, if you was in the house here, goes to John O'Gaughan's club down in Island Bridge.
Yeah, but that's not open yet, Frances.